award-winning National Film Board presentation, a documentary, is screening tonight at the CineCenta. It is called We Will Stand Up, regarding the 2016 event in Saskatchewan when a young Cree man named Colton Bushy died from a gunshot after entering a person's rural property with his friends. The jury acquitted the person who shot Colton, and this captured international attention, raised questions about racism embedded within Canada's legal system, and propelled Colton's family to national and international stages in their pursuit of justice. So at the CineCenta, tonight's the last night for that. Friday, Rebel for Life, a wildfire smoke die-in to save lives and lungs. The Horgan NDP government, following in the same path of the Liberals before them, is moving forward rather quickly with LNG and fracking, which is proven by climate science to contribute to escalating greenhouse gas emissions, therefore will be leading to more wildfire smoke and wildfires and destruction of forests and etc. Forests being part of the very important lung system of the planet that help us breathe. The request is that people join Extinction Rebellion Victoria on Friday starting at 3:30 at the BC Ministry of Health at 1515 Blanchard Street to blow the whistle on the connection between LNG fracking and exacerbating asthma and other lung afflictions. On Friday in Vancouver, No War on Iran, Mao anti-war rally and petition campaign, also calling for hands off Venezuela, Yemen and Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Libya, North Korea, Let's Free Julian Assange and Chelsea Manning, self-determination for all oppressed nations, money for healthcare, housing and education, not for war and occupation. Friday, June 28th, 5 p.m. at the Vancouver Art Gallery. On Friday, also in North Vancouver, a Cube of Truth, animal rights folks will be gathering at the Shipyard's Night Market starting at 6:15 till 8:30. On Saturday, the Save Movement will be having their regular vigil at the Hallmark Chicken Slaughterhouse. They do that to bear witness, to say goodbye to the chickens before they go to slaughter, to raise awareness, to share their stories, and learn and grow the movement. The vigil schedule is 7 till 9 a.m. is when the trucks arrive, so they go to bear witness, and then 9 till 11, outreach and community building. So you can check that out. The address of the poultry processor is 1756 Pandora Street in Vancouver. There's another Cube of Truth in Vancouver on Sunday at Granville Street, 4 till 8. And there's a big event on Galliano, Solidarity Economy Organizing, how to build alternatives to capitalism and maintain them in the face of market forces and neoliberal instability. There will be representatives of the Solidarity Economy Incubation Zone in Montreal initiative, and on the beautiful Galliano Island starting June 29th, looks like a kind of weekend event on the island. You can check that out, Solidarity Economy Organizing. On July 1st in Vancouver, DOGWAB stands for Day of Giving Within Arbitrary Borders. This is an event that started as a response to context-devoid candidate Day 150 celebrations that ignored marginalized people and reinforced oppression, colonialism, and many other stigmatized phobias and judgment based on harms inflicted on our fellow humans. DOGWAB focuses on giving meals, grooming and personal items, socks, and many other useful items to people who should never be without these items for any reason. And their political and organization, I'm quite sure it's a plant-based organization, and they're looking for donations of things like shaving cream, combs, toothpaste, toothbrushes. Money would help. Anybody wants to help with food prep, it's on the Facebook DOGWAB. Spring into action and share. And the event distribution will happen Monday from 4 till 10 at 400 Industrial Avenue in the downtown east side. There's a workshop at UBC called Social Perspectives on Disability, Research, Policy, and Practice, July 2nd till July 5th at the Center for Inclusion and Citizenship. And starting Wednesdays in Victoria until all the way till December 18th at the Victoria Event Center is Afternoon Artivism. So this is a chance to drop in at the Victoria Event Center for an afternoon of offline hands-on community-driven art. Supplies will be provided by donation, and you can go anytime between 4 and 6 every second Wednesday. And working on something new to support the efforts of grassroots activists and cultural community associations that are all very busy. This is a chance to support them with some nice art. And then finally, public presentations around the islands here regarding the 5G Wi-Fi network, radiation hazards. They say, we downplayed cigarette smoke. We ignored greenhouse gas pollution. Let's not do it again with 5G micromillimeter radio waves. The presenter is Martin Paul. He's a PhD professor emeritus in biochemistry and basic medical science from the Washington State University, a leading expert on the biological effects of radiation from cell phones, Wi-Fi, and proposed 5G wireless. He'll be speaking June 24th till July 7th at various locations. Salt Spring Island, June 24th to 29th. Victoria, July 3rd. Nanaimo, July 4th. Bowen Island, July 5th. Vancouver, July 6th. And Surrey, July 7th. For more information, go to the website, Community Empowerment Town Hall Series website, CETH.ca. That's what I got for this week. Thanks, Chris.